afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates, your host for the Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast out of Adelaide, South Australia, all the way across the other side of the world, where we're in the middle of winter here. Very cold weather here. Well, cold for Australia, probably not cold for you guys in America. I've been in your winters. They can get bitterly cold, especially up north around there. So, well, what's going on in the world of reverse speech? We have an expo coming up in Adelaide. If you happen to be in the Adelaide area, September 22nd and 23rd, we're exhibiting at the Whole Life Expo. That should be a good deal. And then I'm off to Canada for a couple of weeks. We've got lectures and radio appearances and all sorts of good stuff going on in Canada. So that's exciting. What else is going on? We got 3 training classes going on right now. So we got students, very keen students, studying and learning. Good batch of students too. I think all these students are going to do very, very, very well. So there we go. All right. So today we are going to be delving back into the archives, as I have been doing for the last few weeks, few months, a year. Actually, I've been going over the archives for a year now. Wow, gee, time goes fast, doesn't it? So we're up to May, we're up to June of 2018. So there we go. We're almost at the end of all the archives. So let's have a look and see what we've got here. Oh, here's a few ones to revisit. This is Lavoie Finucane, the shooting in Denver where the guy was killed. And here we have a reversal. Oh, let's play the forwards on this.
What for?
Well, I'm going to ask them if they want to go out.
What for? Why are we getting
out? You want out?
What for? What are we getting out?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Oregon State Police.
Okay, well, I'm going over to meet the sheriff in Grant County. You come along with us, and you talk with us over there. You can go ahead and shoot me. Put the laser right there, put the bullet through the head.
And here he says, I have no weapon.
Well, I have no weapon.
Very important reversal, because he didn't have a weapon, and he was shot dead by the police. Very, very tragic case, unfortunately. So there we go. All right, here we have Anthony Bodine has been linked to Hillary and pedophilia. Okay, all right. Here's the thoughts.
Petty crime, Loserville. I wouldn't have made it out of my 20s for sure. It was the first time that I had any reason to respect myself, and the first time that I really found myself among people whose opinion of me I wanted and respected.
And this reversal says, I'm not serving the boss.
Hillary Red, I'm not serving the boss.
Hillary Red, I'm not serving the boss.
You know, that's actually a little bit unclear about that one. That's, I'm not hearing I'm serving the boss.
You're right, I'm not serving the boss.
Oh, there it is. A little bit of gibberish first, followed by I'm not serving the boss.
You're right, I'm not serving the boss.
You're right, I'm not serving the boss. You're right, I'm not serving the boss.
I'm not serving the boss. Okay. All right, then we have this one here. Here we go.
That said, I'm also a new father of an infant, of a 6-month-old girl. So after 38 years of heavy smoking, of waking up in the middle of the night to smoke, when it finally, you know, came down to, well, I mean, I realized once the baby was born, I couldn't smoke in my own apartment.
And here he says, if I make money.
If I make money.
Huh.
If I make money. If I make money.
I wonder what he means by if I make money. Interesting reversal. All right, here's the next one.
Really high-end tuna belly, you know, a Toro tuna sushi on some you know, perfect, still warm, crumbly rice with just a little bit of fresh wasabi, you know, made by a master. Would have to be, no utility sushi would do. That would not be a bad option.
And I'll pay money. I'll pay money. Okay. All right. Then we've got this one here. Here we go.
Really high-end tuna belly, you know, Otoro tuna sushi on some, you know, perfect, still warm, crumbly rice with just a little bit of fresh wasabi, you know, made by a master. Would have to be, no utility sushi would do. That would not be a bad option.
And this one says, where delicious.
Where's delicious?
I guess he thinks he's delicious. Or we are delicious, whoever we are. All right. And here we have again. Oh, what's this reversal? I'll be bothered. All right, listen to this.
None of us were where we wanted to be. And I, such things, rightly or wrongly, send me into a spiral of misery and depression that lasted 3 days. So it was really the most soul-destroying recent meal experience. Not a fan, no.
Okay, yeah.
And this one says, Oats is awesome. He lives in it.
Oats is awesome. He lives in it.
I'll be bothered.
Oats is awesome. He lives in it. Oats is awesome. He lives in it.
Well, there you go. How's that for a reversal? Oats is awesome. He lives in it. Okay, fair enough. All right. Here we have Arizona man finds rare trees in desert. Okay.
Okay. That knife was found by the wife of an active duty military guy who's over there fighting right now. Okay. And they dug it up.
This one says, body, God, give.
Body's not give.
Huh.
Body's not give. Body's not give.
There we go. Body, God, give. Okay. All right. And here we have another one. He's a standoff with the police.
Start targeting him. Go out there and find the other camps, because I'm 100% confident that you're going to find him. And the first one you find that's not in this area, that can be tied to this.
This one says, especially now.
Especially now.
Especially now. Especially now.
You know, well, these reversals aren't the clearest reversals in the world tonight. I'm sorry about that. Let's try this one.
You know our organization. There have been very many people in the office who told you and spoke highly about our organization when you've had questions and skepticism and everything like that. You're the governor of our state. Where are you? Where are you? Don't see it.
This one says, get children.
Get children.
Get children. Get children.
Yeah, get children. Yeah, okay, all right. And here we have the next one.
I don't speak. I don't cooperate with booking. I don't say nothing because it's going to be a freaking tyrannical, shit-tarded government. And as soon as they see a live video, we knew. We knew, and we were begging you guys and telling you, we knew.
And it says, get off this.
Get off this.
Get off this.
We knew, and we were begging.
Oh, here we go. We'll do it again.
Get off this.
Get off this. Get off this.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. Okay, so next one along is this one. Where are we? This one here.
But we're not allowing none of our guys to fire on law enforcement. That's how they win. That's how they win. And that's what they're pushing right now. Because they know what they've done is illegal.
And this one says, get the wanted.
Get the one is.
Get the one is.
Because they know what they've done is illegal.
Right. Do it again. Get the wanted.
Get the one is.
Get the one is. Get the one is.
Yeah. Not totally impressed with these quality of reversals. I don't know what they're doing in my Oh, I see what I've done wrong. Okay. All right. We will try. I was in the wrong folder. I was in the ones that I had rejected. There we go. No wonder some of them weren't very clear. I was in the rejected folder. Okay. All right. So let's look at some of these again. And here we have Hurry Hyde, Where's Your Body?
And we can tie a missing persons, and we've got a bloody knife and her underwear and her plane ticket over here down here. Then guess what? If there's one, there's more.
Hurry Hyde, Where's Your Body?
Hurry Hyde, Where's Your Body?
Wow.
Hurry Hyde, Where's Your Body? Hurry Hyde, Where's Your Body?
Yeah, Hurry Hyde, Where's Your Body? Okay, all right. Now I'm in the right file. So these are the good ones.
I am only going to talk to members of my church. If you're in law enforcement, you talk to me, you talk to Alan Argerbite.
This one says, it's awful murder.
It's awful murder.
It's awful murder. It's awful murder.
Yeah, indeed. It's awful murder. Okay, all right. And here we've got this one here.
The best way you can save us and protect us is to get your ass out there and start flooding this desert. Go out there. All of you guys with Jeeps, trucks, independent, start hitting these side roads. Start targeting every Simic's property.
Says, say I be the law, great power.
Yeah, I be the law, great power.
Yeah, I be the law, great power. Yeah, I be the law, great power.
Yeah, there we go. Say I be the law, great power. All right, next one along.
Not counting on you either. I hope they fire your ass, too. Matter of fact, I hope they fire every sitting politician and everybody who came here and helped us. I hope everyone in Arizona hires our volunteers to represent them. Because our volunteers on the ground sure as hell would do a lot better than these chicken shits that are beholden to the cartels, the banking industries, and the pedophile rings going across this world. The world it goes across.
And this one says, the shit bomb.
The shit bomb.
The shit bomb. The shit bomb.
Yeah, there we go. The shit bomb. Okay, here's the next one.
I don't speak. I don't cooperate with booking. I don't say nothing because it's going to be a freaking tyrannical, shit-tarded government. And as soon as they see a live video, we knew. We knew, and we were begging you guys and telling you, we knew.
And the rehearsal says, we warn you, warn you.
We warn you, warn you.
We warn you, warn you. We warn you, warn you.
Yeah, there we go. We warn you, warn you. And here we've got this one here.
Clinton Foundation. Yeah, fuck you too.
And this one says, whose people find the shit?
Whose people find the shit?
Whose people find the shit? Whose people find the shit?
Yeah, there we go. Whose people find the shit? All right. Then we got this one. This is on Jason Goodman.
That internet was too. You didn't even look and see where that shed was even registered. You didn't do any work.
Shed registered? Where you register a shed? Department of Sheds?
See, Chris, hang on. One thing at a time.
Stop filibustering and tell me, where does one register a shed, Chris? It's attached to the house, and he's got high-speed internet running into it.
And this one says, so I had a chat.
So I had a chat.
Yeah, well, that's what it says. Okay. Here's Netanyahu saying Palestinians' killings were accidental.
Why couldn't you use rubber bullets? Why couldn't you, if in extremis you had to use live ammunition, why couldn't you shoot them in the legs? Why did you have to kill to stop them scaling the fence?
Nobody intentionally went out to kill anyone. People died accidentally. And I can tell you that Hamas at a certain point said, not enough people are being killed. Push more.
This one says, it will be fun.
It will be fun.
Wow.
It will be fun. It will be fun.
It will be fun. Wow, there we go. It will be fun. That's a bit aggressive. All right, here's Nikki Haley at UN defending Israel.
Palestinian Authority President Abbas. I'm sorry he declined to stay in the chamber to hear the remarks of others. Even though he has left the room, I will address the balance of my remarks to him.
This one says, City Heroes.
City Heroes.
City Heroes. City Heroes.
I guess that's what it says. All right. Here we have the next one.
One reason we did that is our well-founded belief that the United Nations spends an altogether disproportionate amount of time on Israeli-Palestinian issues.
And this one says, deny flowers.
Deny flowers.
Deny flowers.
Deny flowers.
Yeah, deny flowers. Yes, indeed. Yeah, okay. All right, okay. So now we're going to move on to that Lavoie Finucane. I was just informed was in Oregon, so that's the first one I played. I have no weapon. All right, here's the next one.
Palestinian Authority President Abbas. I'm sorry he declined to stay in the chamber to hear the remarks of others. Even though he has left the room, I will address the balance of my remarks to him.
And this reversal says, nice scum around us.
Nice scum around us.
Huh.
Mahis
Scromorampus.
Yep. Okay, there we go. And then we've got this one here. See a war.
Putting forward old talking points and entrenched and undeveloped concepts achieves nothing. That approach has been tried many times and has always failed.
This one says, see a war.
See a war.
See a war.
See a war.
There we go. See a war. Okay. All right. Then we've got this one here. Here we go.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR-15 and a couple trace rounds. I think I can do a good done.
And this one is, I need the Brian.
Any fit Brian.
Huh.
Any fit Brian.
Any fit Brian.
There we go. I need the Brian. Wonder what he means by I need the Brian. We'd have to know something about him, wouldn't we? Nicholas Cruz again on the day of shooting.
My life is nothing and meaningless. Everything that I hold dear, I let go beyond your half. Every day I see the world ending another day. I live a lone life, live in seclusion and solitude. I hate everyone and everything. With the power of my AR, you will all know who I am. I had enough of being told what to do and when to do. I had enough of being telling me that I'm an idiot and a dumbass. But in real life, you're all the dumbass. You're all stupid and brainwashed by the political government programs. You will all see, you will all know who my name is. My love for you, Angie, will never go away. I hope to see you in the afterlife. On one day or another, you will end and we'll all die.
This one says it's burning already.
It's burning already.
Huh.
It's burning already.
It's burning already.
I guess that's what it says. It's burning already. Okay. All right. So let's have a look. Here's Pompeo holding urgent press conference on North Korea. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's attacking my. We didn't end the talks early. We had a set series of items that we wanted to make sure we covered. Topics which we made sure that we were clear on in terms of what our expectations were and their expectations in return of us. We achieved that.
And this says, a killer assassinated.
Killer assassinated.
Oh, yeah.
Killer assassinated. Killer assassinated.
There it is, a killer assassinated. All right, then we've got this one here.
Let me just say, Martha, while we may not know tomorrow, I will tell you, We've made real progress in the last 72 hours towards setting the conditions, right? So your question really goes to what are the conditions?
This one is universe, that's sound.
Universe, sound.
Universe, sound. Universe, sound.
Okay. And then we've got this one here. Here we go.
To work our way through. There will be tough moments. There will be difficult times. I've had some difficult conversations with them as well. They've given it right back to me, too. There were decades into this challenge. And so one not ought to be either surprised or frightened or deterred by moments where it looks like there are challenges.
And this one says, we can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it. We can do it.
Gee, I thought I heard, we can't do it. We can't do it.
We can't do it.
We can't do it. We can't do it.
It is, we can't do it. Oh, let's listen to the fours again. This is Mike Pompeo. Yeah.
To work our way through. There will be tough moments. There will be difficult times. I've had some difficult conversations with them as well. They've given it right back to me, too. There were decades into this challenge. And so one not ought to be either surprised or frightened or deterred by moments where it looks like there are challenges.
Okay, we can't do it.
We can't do it.
We can't do it. We can't do it.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. Then we've got, we must be going to a break any second. There we go, right on cue.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com. And sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we're back. Incidentally, you got me for the whole 2 hours today. I don't have a guest this afternoon, this evening. I thought I might do a Matterwalk beginning of hour two. So there we go. If you want to sit back and enjoy a Matterwalk, just hang around and we'll get one done for you. So we are going through the archives. We're up to June of 2018, so we're almost at the end of all our archives. It's taken me 2 years to go through all of these. Now, these are just media archives. They're nothing to do with session work. Session work, I've got millions of reversals. I mean, I'm working with about 25 clients right now, and they all have tapes that I have to get done. I normally do at least 10 or 15 tapes a week. You know, 30, 40 reversals each tape. You do the math. And so there's literally millions of reversals in my computer that I can never use on the air, of course, because it's all private confidentiality. But yep, there we go. So, all right, so next one, Pompeo with a press conference on North Korea.
And on the proposed summit, will we know tomorrow whether there will actually be a summit?
Don't know.
And this one says, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Well, that one's nice and clear, isn't it? Why not? All right. Now, here's Theresa May confronting Netanyahu about Palestinian murders. Oh, good on you, Theresa May.
But with 100 Palestinian lives lost and a deteriorating situation in Gaza, I hope we can talk about how we can alleviate that situation, how can we can ensure that we can get that position where we're able to find a way through to talk about a two-state solution.
This one says, I beg you with bullshit, blank you. Wow. Gee whiz, that's a bit aggressive for Theresa May. I beg you, I'm going to play that again. I'm going to play the whole forwards again. Here's the forwards.
But with 100 Palestinian lives lost and a deteriorating situation in Gaza, I hope we can talk about how we can alleviate that situation, how can we can ensure that we can get that position where we're able to find a way through to talk about a two-state solution.
And I beg you with bullshit, fuck you. Well, there we go. That's a bit of an aggressive reversal, isn't it? All right. Okay. So let's have a look at the next one here. We have That's Pompeo. Here we have Trudeau praising Israel.
The Liberal Party does not feel that support for Israel should be a Canadian political wedge issue. All political parties in this country are friends to Israel and should be. And anyone, any prime minister who countenances sending hate mail into Mr. Kotler's riding, accusing him of anti-Semitism, is not demonstrating the kind of leadership I think we deserve from a Canadian prime minister.
This one says his shit.
His shit.
Huh.
His shit. His shit.
A little bit faint, but it's certainly there. All right. Here's Trudeau again.
The Liberal Party does not feel that support for Israel should be a Canadian political wedge issue. All political parties in this country are friends to Israel and should be. And anyone, any prime minister who countenances sending hate mail into Mr. Kotler's riding, accusing him of anti-Semitism, is not demonstrating the kind of leadership I think we deserve from a Canadian prime minister.
And this says, I'll win it.
I'll win it.
Huh.
I'll win it. I'll win it.
Okay, I'll win it. Oh, well, good on him. I'm glad he's so confident. All right, here's Trump talking about China and North Korea.
This got to a very critical point. This should have been handled many years ago, not only by President Obama, but by other presidents that preceded me. This shouldn't be done now. This should have been done years ago.
This one says, and I give him the shit.
And I give him the shit.
Huh.
And I give him the shit. And I give him the shit.
Okay. I guess he is giving them the shit. So he says, okay, here he is again about China and North Korea. Sorry. Okay, we start at the beginning.
Excuse me?
Maximum pressure, over.
It's going to remain what it is now. I don't even want to use the term maximum pressure anymore because I don't want to use that term.
And here he says, I'm a scammer.
I'm a scammer.
Oh.
I'm a scammer.
I'll be bothered.
I'm a scammer.
Well, there we go. I'm a scammer. Wow. All right. Here he is again.
Along the line, they want to develop as a country. That's going to happen, I have no doubt. Japan is involved, as you know, and South Korea is very much involved.
This one says, is in Africa.
And is in Africa.
Huh.
And is in Africa. And is in Africa.
What's Africa got to do with anything? Anyway, if you want to call in and speak to me, you can call on the toll-free number, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, I always like getting your calls. Okay, here he is again.
He wants to do what's best for China. I think China and President Xi would love to see something happen here.
And this one says, it must cease.
It must cease.
It must cease. It must cease.
It must cease. I wonder what he means by that. It must cease. Here, let's play the fours again. Might give us a clue.
He wants to do what's best for China. I think China and President Xi would love to see something happen here.
And it must cease.
It must cease.
It must cease. It must cease.
It must cease. Okay, all right. Then we've got next reversal down. Oh, look at this one.
And I think we're over that, totally over that. And now we're going to deal and we're going to really start a process.
This is a single word, marijuana.
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 Huh.
Marijuana.
I wonder what that's doing on Trump reversals. You know, no, he doesn't smoke. He's a very clean living, so I don't know. Here's Trump talking about Chinese Prime Minister, President, President Z. How do you pronounce his name? Z? Chi? I'm not sure.
Xi. He's a great...
Xi.
Xi. He's really a very wonderful guy. He's a man that loves China, however.
And this one says, and I sell the name Messy Haggle.
I now spell the name Messy Haggle.
There we go. Make of that what you will. And I spell the name Messy Haggle. All right. Okay. So let's have a look at the next one down. And here we go here. Trump at FEMA.
The American Red Cross has been amazing. State and local governments, our brave first responders, law enforcement, always law enforcement, and so many others who came together to save lives, restore hope, and rebuild our communities. As we enter the hurricane season again, here we go, right? You ready?
This one says, Hillary, be on your way.
Hillary, yeah, on your way.
Huh.
Hillary, yeah, on your way.
Hillary, be on your way. I'll do it again.
Hillary, yeah.
I guess Hillary's on his mind. That's funny. All right, okay. Then we've got this one here at FEMA.
Along with the state and local leaders, and we did have a lot of help from some really great governors.
This one says, I hate you.
I hate you.
I hate you. Wow, that's a bit aggressive for Trump. All right, here he is again.
We've opened it up a little bit, Rick, right? And we've let our people go and do their thing, and they're doing a great job. Acting Secretary of the VA, Peter O'Rourke.
And here he says, we'll be proud of you.
We'll be proud of you.
Well, that's the opposite of hate you. Huh, interesting. All right, then we've got this one here, Memorial Day speech.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And this is America, wake up.
Please get.
Please get. Yeah, there we go. Our America, wake up. Okay. All right. Then we've got this one here, Memorial Day speech again.
To honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
And this one says, My deal. Yeah, okay, my deal. Then we've got this one here, Trump at a pro-life event.
When we look into the eyes of a newborn child, there is no doubt we see the beauty of the human soul and the mystery of God's great creation. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is totally worth protecting.
And this one says, warn you. Wow, there he is, warn you. Okay, all right, then... we've got this one here. Trump shocks the nation with prison reform plan.
But they're waiting to see the trade deals. And I can tell you, they're going to be great trade deals. It's going to be great for our country. Our country has been ripped off long enough.
This one says, finding all fault. There we go. Finding all fault. And here he is again.
That's bad for our country, and we're changing it around. We're changing a lot of those horrible trade deals. No employment. Not a good combination.
And this one says, in a market.
In a market.
In a market. In a market.
Yeah, all right. And then next one.
To get together. And there are a lot of senators, a lot of Congress people that want to get this passed, work out their differences.
They're afraid they die.
They're afraid they die.
Huh.
They're afraid they die. They're afraid they die.
What a strange reversal. They're afraid they die. Very bizarre. All right. So let's have a look at the next one here. And this is Comey on Rush, on Trump, Russia, Hillary, and border security. Okay.
It's too important, too long-lasting, and on so many dimensions that no president could screw it up in the time that he has. There'll be pain. There'll be setbacks. But we will be okay. The United States will be okay as a country. And this relationship and that with our other key allies will be okay.
And this one says, God bless you.
God bless you.
Huh.
God bless you. God bless you.
There we go. God bless you. Nice one to start off with. All right, next one along.
The president came into office promising to stop illegal immigration. And part of what I think is driving his emotion now is that he's failed a year later.
And this one says, Hillary laughs.
Hillary, you laughs.
Hillary, you laughs. Hillary, you laughs.
In a nice American accent, Australians say laughs, and you guys say laughs. So Hillary laughs.
Hillary, you laughs.
Hillary, you laughs. Hillary, you laughs.
I wonder what Hillary is laughing at. I kind of get the impression Hillary's a little bit upset still about losing the election. I'd say so. All right, here's the next one on Comey.
No, it's the same country, but if you stare at our history, we've been here before. The American story is an upward-sloping line, constant progress, but it's not a hard line. It's actually a jagged line. If you look close, we make great progress, we have retrenchment. We make great progress, we had retrenchment.
Now this says our government sucked now.
Their government sucked now.
Huh.
Their government sucked now. Their government sucks now.
I guess he doesn't like the government. Here he is again.
The Russians engaged in a massive effort to interfere in the election. That was President Obama's decision about whether to tell the American people about that.
This one says, that Bible beats the crime, he lost it.
That Bible beat the crime, he lost it.
I'll be bothered.
That Bible beat the crime, he lost
it. It's clear, too.
That Bible beats the crime, he lost it.
That Bible beats the crime, he lost it. Wow, I'll be bothered. How about that, hey? And here we have Katie Hopkins says Islam's trying to take over our government.
Look, I'm not an ambassador for the Saudi government, but I'm only because it is a repressive government.
Isn't it because Christian lands are free and tolerant and open? And isn't that the very thing that Muslims try and change when they arrive in our country? That's my question and my challenge in the UK.
When you say that Christian lands are tolerant, when you actually...
Open, tolerant, welcoming, enabling people to practice religion, but then they try and take over.
And yet...
This one says, they were lost.
They were lost.
They were lost.
They were lost. Yeah, they were lost. Huh. Okay, all right. Here's Mattis on immigration.
We do whatever is in the best interest of the country. You're going to have to ask about the border and this situation with the people responsible for. I'm not going to chime in from the outside.
And this one says, had a gun awful.
Had a gun awful.
Had a gun awful. Had a gun awful.
There we go. Had a gun awful. All right. Netanyahu on killing Palestinian protesters.
The fact that Jerusalem has been Israel's capital since 3,000 years ago, the time of King David, is a great day. Moving the American embassy there is a great thing. I think eventually everybody will move their embassies there. You'll see. It'll take time.
And this one says, asleep, that is America. We love you.
Asleep. As is America, we love you.
Huh.
Asleep. As is America, we love you. Asleep. As is America, we love you.
Yeah, there we go. Asleep, that is America, we love you. And then we've got this one here.
The current administration of being pro-Israeli. Did I say to Obama, I will not discuss your peace plan because you're pro-Palestinian? Of course not. If you want peace, sit down for God's sake and negotiate peace. And for God's sake, recognize the Jewish state.
Let me just ask, we're out of our allotted time. Let me ask you one last question.
I'll give you a little more time.
I'd like to ask you a question about empathy.
And this one says, you're going to kiss, God will find this.
You're going to kiss, God will find this.
Huh.
You're going to kiss, God will find this.
I'll be bothered. Bit of a strange reversal. All right, okay, so if we move down the track, we have Obama saying we must surrender to the New World Order.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful.
And this one says, Barack ordered sarin.
Barack ordered sarin.
Wow.
Barack ordered sarin. Barack ordered sarin.
Wow. Gee whiz, that's a bit of a damning reversal. Here we have Rudy Giuliani attacking Biden.
Who's
it? Democrats.
Oh, all right.
I'm thinking your brother, maybe.
Go ahead.
I would think it'd have to be somebody from, you know, that a surprise, not a re-thread from Obama, Clinton, that whole thing. I think the American electorate kind of got rid of that last time.
This one says, see the panic.
See the panic.
See the panic. See the panic.
There we go. You see the panic. Wow. Okay. Then we've got. This one here, Trudeau, against Islamophobia and anti-Semitism.
Well, if M103, condemning Islamophobia, actually gets people to notice that there are people uncomfortable with that idea.
And this one says, and I'll be birth dead.
And I'll be birth dead.
And I'll be birth dead. And I'll be birth dead.
Huh, I wonder what he means by that. And I'll be birth dead. Strange reversal. Here's a Trump announcing a new Space Force military branch.
Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement.
Here it says, here is a census.
Here is a census.
Here is a census. Here is a census.
There we go. Here is a census. And here we have Trump again announcing a new Space Force military branch.
Huh? They like those rockets. But you know what? As long as it's an American rich person, that's good. Okay? They can beat us.
And he says, yeah, I got nukes.
Yeah, nukes.
Huh.
Yeah, nukes.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, nukes.
Yes, we do know you've got nukes. All right. Okay. Then Trump hates immigration that takes children away, blames Democrats.
The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children.
And this says all bad?
All bad.
All bad. All bad.
Yeah, all right. He doesn't agree with that, so that's a good one. All right, here he is again.
No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
This one says, all lies, said all lies.
All lies, said all lies.
All lies, said all lies. All lies, said all lies.
Yeah, there we go. All lies, said all lies. Okay, then we've got this one here. Here we go.
We need a one vote. We have a one vote edge. We need 60. So we need 10 votes. We can't get them from the Democrats. What about executive action?
All right, and there's our break. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test.